46 Robert L. and Candy C. Niblett, southeast of Road 485 Bethel Concord Road, approximately 1,800 feet north of Road 488 Airport Road. A variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Robert Niblett, 8170 Gum Branch Road, Seaford, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Explain to the board.
Together, then. Sure.
Request, please.
Yeah, the piece of property that I'm asking for,
yeah.
What I'd like to do is just subdivide it. It's 2.5 acres. I grew up in the home. That's the little 100 by 200. My family owned this parcel that I'm trying to subdivide. My father, when he was living, he allowed an elderly couple to put a trailer, a single wide, in the back of the 100-foot piece. I don't know if you can see what I'm talking about, but there's a trailer back there, and I think their survey shows it. I think you have a survey. And this isn't a hardship case, and I don't want to make it sound like a hardship case, but they're elderly. They're 70 years old. The older guy has COPD. The lady's working part-time at Walmart. You know, they're not paying a lot to be there. They're there a lot alone. So my intention is to subdivide this and put another home in the back, in which I have a friend his house is going to be sold at sheriff's sale that I may allow to live there if I get this done. So that's what I'm trying to do. Just subdivide this to put another home there. There's 2.5 acres there. I think this parcel will be 1.5 acres, and the parcel where the mobile is would be a little over 1 acre. And there's 2 road frontages there now, as you see. Mm-hmm. It's a weird shaped property. There's 100-foot, it wraps around, and there's 135, I believe, on the other road frontage.
Okay.
My intention when I went to Steve Sellers to get this, I was hoping he would make the 100-foot just come through as a right-of-way and subdivide like 1 acre off, you know, without using another road frontage. But he said, one of these questions here, is this the least modification? He said this would be the best bet to try for.
All right. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
There's in the center parcel, it's already been subdivided, and there's nothing on there other than a driveway. Is that correct?
The center part, the 100
part
by 200? No, there is a home there.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a home there that I own, too. I grew up there.
Yeah. There's a home on this parcel?
Yes.
Okay.
And the shed's going to go?
The shed needs to be moved, apparently. I didn't realize that shed's been there for a long time. And when he surveyed it, I didn't realize it was in this.
Okay.
So, yeah, I could move it.
No other questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Bergman?
Yeah, the driveway on the 100-foot, are you on into another parcel?
Yeah, I just recently had State out there and put me a culvert in on my side. At one time, my family, and this has been 40 years ago, 50 years ago, owned all that. My uncle owned the parcel to the, which is Murray Motors, to the left. Uh-huh. And the driveway was actually over there. So I've just recently had the state come in and put me a culvert and went through and got it. So now the driveway's straightened up, but it's just, you know, I don't know why Steve actually put that on there.
Okay, but it's coming and not the other part.
It's straightened, no.
Okay.
I took it off that. It's still there, sort of, but I've straightened it up.
Straightened up, okay. I didn't know if you had tied another parcel to it or not.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's actually Murray Motors.
Okay.
And it's funny because their fence, where they put the fence up years ago, is on the line that they believed it was. So their line's way, way crooked over where my driveway was. So, yeah. It's okay. Since been straightened up, yeah.
Mr. Riggers?
No questions.
Okay. I have no questions. So hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
We have a letter in favor of from Kenneth Steele, a neighbor.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
And with this format here, the Kenneth Steele lives to the right, which he would be the most affected by this, and he's, you know, fine with it. And his is 100 foot. There's a lot of 100 foot frontages on that road, Bethel Concord Road, and on the other end, there's some with like 80, you know, 75 foot frontage. So, as far as the characteristics of the neighborhood. So.
Thank you. Again, the chair will call for a motion.
Chairman, make motion we take case number 11,146 under advisement.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 11,146 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? And Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Galloway? Aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,146 has been taken under advisement. Okay. And what that means, sir, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning.
Okay. Now, is that like an executive, or if I stay,
you're going to
talk?
Okay. Yeah, we're going to debate.
All right. Debate.